suppose the closer it gets, the more anxious you get and the more excited you get. And it's just it's a massive event for all us drivers, just Donegal.
Yeah.
Once a year.
And this one, of course, is seen as the home of the Mark IIs, the entertainment category. Some of the regular guys are on there. There's a few new faces. One of them, of course, which stands out at number 11. That's Craig Breen. He's not used to the Mark II machinery. You're behind him on the seeds. Are you ready to give him a bit of a battle, Manus?
Well, listen, I suppose Craig is one rally under his belt now in a Mark II Escort, but he's a professional driver at the end of the day, and I'm sure he's adapted well to the car already. I suppose it's going to be a great challenge for the like of myself and other 2.5 men to see how close we can get to him, and maybe if we're lucky we'll nip him on an odd one, you know.
Well, is he the kind of driver that you have now that you're going to go into it, right, if we can keep in the heels of this boy, this is where our max limit is going to be and see how far you're off him?
Yeah, well, I suppose after the first stage or two, we'll get a marker as to how quick Craig's going to be for over the weekend. I suppose, like, I would say from myself personally, if I can get within 5 to 10 seconds, you know, for the first couple of stages and see where we're at and take a look at it, but I'll pedal as hard as I can. I'm sure the rest of them will as well. And
I know he's the professional driver, but at the end of the day, it's local knowledge and, I suppose, knowledge of the event is going to stand to all you guys over him.
Well, that's definitely, we'll have a heads up there, and I suppose we'll try to take advantage of that as early as possible in the rally, and especially in any stages that we like and we're familiar with.
What about your own car? You have a different car to last year. What's that shaping up like?
That's shaping up well. Cahill Brown does all my work, and we've spent a bit of time and we've done a small test and we've set up the back of the car now. A wee bit more work to do with the car, but it's a great car, terrific car, more power than last year, more grip, braking power, spec wise should be up there with all the main Mark II cars. And hopefully now she'll do me some justice.
Yeah. How much time do you need to settle into that car before you can hit your maximum level?
Well, I suppose I've been rallying now for, I think it's 9 years this year, and you always think that you're going to be very rusty, but even when I was out and did the small test, you find you come into it very quickly again. I suppose if we get the first stage over me and the fact that it's Breen out beside me, I'm familiar enough with it. I hope to settle in fairly quick and get at it.
Is this the quickest car that you've been in? Is it the possibility of being the quickest car, Mark II, you've been in?
It's up there, and it's probably as good a car as ever I've sat in, yeah.
You mentioned Breen. That's obviously seen now as your home stage to kick things off because you're out around that area. It's a bit of a new loop for some drivers, the older guys, yourself. You've done it a few times before. How crucial is it to keep a steady head come the start on day one for that first up? Because as you know, you've experienced before in other rallies, things can go badly wrong in the first couple of stages. How mentally do you keep it level keel heading into that?
Yeah, well, funny you should ask that. I just discussed that with a friend of mine today. Every time I think on Donegal, I think on Breen.
Yeah.
And it's about not thinking about Breen because it is the very stage that you could make a serious mistake on, cost yourself, probably the rally. No, I'll be going into Breen with a level head. I'll not be looking to win the rally in Breen. Was it not be won there? I'll be able to get a good cut through it, good safe cut, settle into the car and push on from there.
Yeah. The sixth stage is to come on the Friday. They're handy as in they're near Letterkenny, but they're three difficult stages as well.
Yeah, I've never rallied that stage, yeah. And I've watched it as a young fella, and I know it's a great stage. Like, God rest Bertie Fisher, had a famous accident up there one time. No, I'm really looking forward to doing both stages. The Carrick stage, I'll be familiar with that as well, but the third one now, it'll be a challenge.
Yeah. You have two home stages. Because would you see Gartan as a home stage on the Saturday?
Yeah, I would actually
see
Gartan.
That's one you enjoyed last year.
Yeah, Gartan was an excellent stage, and it's the one I'm really looking forward to. And it's not been run until Saturday evening this year.
Yeah.
And I just hope I get the length of it, you know.
Yeah, well, before that, you obviously have one of the big ones, Knockalla, to come as well.
Yeah, Knockalla's class stage, unfortunately, last year it was cut short, but I mean, this year, hopefully, now we'll get the right rattle at it again. It's one of my favourite stages, and I always like to get a cut at Knockalla.
Is that the type of stage you want to test yourself against Craig Breen?
I suppose every stage will be a test against Craig Breen, but I suppose Craig's experience and won rally events, you know, big speed and, you know, fast corners and that kind of stuff, I suppose, yeah, we'll definitely be looking to see or compare times after that one and see how we've done against the professional driver.
On the Sunday, there's three classic stages there. There's a new finish. It's a Fana Drive. It's, as we said, a bit of spice into the end of it because it's a long stage and it's not, I suppose, the total round now to the end of the rally that we've seen for this last couple of years. Anything can happen in there in Fana.
Yeah, we were just discussing that there the other evening as well. I mean, Fannet Head is a very long and a very competitive stage. I mean, if you fall asleep on Fannet, you could easily lose 10 to 15 seconds. Going back to last year in the battle I had with Declan, got onto the last stage, I was a second up in Downings, and Declan, you know, went on to win it by 4 seconds. I mean, going into Fannet Head, you could easily take 10 seconds out of somebody, you know, and it, you know, a rally could, you know, evidently be won or lost on Fannet.
That was a thrilling finish to the rally last year. Is that sort of scenario something you'd like to experience again this year round, or would you be content going into the last three with maybe half a minute on hand?
No, I would rather, like, I suppose as regards, you don't get comfort in a car, Ocean, whether you have a 30-second lead or a 5-second lead. I mean, you know, a spin, you're going to lose a minute. You know, you could lose 30 seconds to a minute anyway. So, no, I mean, if I could get a battle going like I had with Declan last year, and whether I came first or second, I would definitely settle for either.
Yeah. Declan's obviously moved up the WRC machinery for this year. Do you feel, now some people have said this, but do you feel that this is possibly your best chance of being crowned the national winner in Donegal?
This is a very good chance for me, Ocean, but I had as equally good a chance last year. It's all the luck, Ocean, and, you know, if you get a wee rub of the green and everything goes mechanically well for you. Again this year, you have Damien Galler back in the car, you have Craig Breen coming, it's going to be a major task to overcome.
They may not be impressed you've had him before, Craig Breen.
Well, you have all these lads, but I mean,
Gary McPhillips there, Gary McPhillips, they're all there.
I mean, you need the bit of luck, and I think if we get a rub of the luck, we'll definitely not be far away.
Some people come to Donegal just to watch these Mark IIs. They don't worry about what's going on at the head of the field.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it's evident through the whole country, you know, the national events, the crowds that they get. I mean, Donegal International, I know, not taken away from the bigger cars, they're spectacular to watch too, but there's something about the Mark II, as they say, the Mark II magic, and, you know, it's just the speed and, you know, the control of a rear-wheel drive car coming at you, you know, it's something else to watch.
Some of these guys, finally, Manus, are doing a lot of rallies this year. They've done a handful of them in preparation for this. You haven't been out since the harvest. If you were to take victory in Donegal, would it make it even more sweeter, given that you've only sat in a rally car once since June last year?
Yeah, I suppose it definitely would, you know, you could always say that you had no great practicing or whatever, but the end of the day, you know, I've done Donegal since 2005. I've did it, and you know, I'm fairly familiar with the stages now. And you know, other lads coming down the country, even Craig Breen and that, you know, I suppose the advantage is there. And no, like, hopefully, I can produce the goods.